Station 1.
Sprint Jamie, position 3.
Okay. Margaret Estrada, position number 4.
Francis Harris, position 5.
Elizabeth Villa, position 6.
Elena Solis, position 7.
Okay, thank you. So we're missing position 2, correct? Mr. Farias is not present.
Correct.
Okay, we'll proceed. Maybe he'll come in as we go. All right, so first thing on the agenda is the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
I motion it.
I motion.
I second motion it.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Mission carries. Now we are on. Old business, there isn't any. Let's go to new business, the community center lease with Emerald Care. About this? Are you the one that's up on it, or is this Ms. Grimm's territory? Which one?
Hey, Keith. Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I got assigned a lease back from Jeff Hoon today, so it just needs our signatures. He did change the date to October 19th. Through what they assume to be November 17, provided there is no construction change orders or anything like that.
Okay. All right. So do I have a motion to approve the contract with Community Center and Emerald Care?
I motion.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. So, on to department reports. Chief Clark, you're first.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Council. Good to talk to you this evening. We'll start first with the fire department of the three departments. September of 2021, we had 51 calls for service. September of last year, we had 30. That was a 70% increase from September 20 to 21. We had 147 calls for service, 134 last year, 10% increase. At this present increase in call volume, we will be close to 600 calls by the end of the year. In my research, that would be a new record for the city of Wapato for call volume. We have two firefighters still in an EMT class and one firefighter in recruit school, and they continue to do well. All three should be done with their respective programs by the end of the year. Having these three gentlemen, Bernie Castro Jr., Luis Mendoza, and A.J. Clark for their new certifications will be a big boost to our department. Last week, we did interview one new candidate, and hopefully he will begin recruit school after the first of the year. Last month, I reported there was a serious ambulance shortage within Yakima County. Unfortunately, that is still true as of today. Calls for service for COVID-related illnesses and overdoses continue to skyrocket almost out of control, as is evidenced by the numbers I reported just a couple of minutes ago. For instance, we have had 9 overdose calls in the last 6 weeks. Coupled with a shortage of ambulances, it still has us in a very dangerous position. Yakima County Commissioners are set to release a request for proposal for a sole source ambulance provider by the end of November, with final selection being made by March 1st of next year. We're hopeful this will aid us in providing better services to our citizens, and time will tell. One issue I'm sure you're wanting to hear about is what our current staffing level looks like from the fire department. I wish I had better news for you, but the reality is that I do not this evening. We have lost several people recently for a variety of reasons, ranging from those that have moved out of the area, sometimes the state, the COVID vaccination mandate, family issues, and one case of injury that was one of my top funders being a firefighter at all. That resulted is officially on October 1st, I had 60 volunteer firefighters and myself, as your part part-time fire chief. As of right now, I have 13 volunteer firefighters that can respond to calls in addition to myself. Combined, that is a loss of 43% of my department. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a significant blow to our ability to provide adequate fire and medical services to our citizens. I just think some of those will come back, but then again, nothing is 100% certain. A combination of skyrocketing increase of calls for service coupled with our 5 ambulances and loss of almost 50% of our fire department volunteers has me beyond concerned. This is not related just to medical calls for service, but also the fire calls for service as well. Just last week, we had a tree fire right next to a residence during a work day. Fortunately, I had one volunteer here with me at the station at the time. We were able to knock down the fire and extinguish it before it spread to the house. I can honestly say, had I not been in the city at the time or that volunteer hadn't been at the station, the results would have been much different. On a brighter note, I am developing a multifaceted approach that is implemented to help alleviate some of these issues. I hope to be able to see you in the near future as well. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow fire chiefs and I agree that we are in the middle of an unprecedented situation, one that will take patience, creativity, to see ourselves through, but one that I'm convinced we work together we can do. At our last council meeting, you authorized the purchase of 4 DFIT-TAC chest compressors. We thank you again for that. These have been ordered and should be arriving in the very near future. Additionally, I'm working on applying for grant funding to the American Rescue Plan Program for future purchases that could provide the fire department with much-needed equipment at little to no cost to the city. Unfortunately, these funds can't be used to solve our staffing problems, but they will be of great assistance in other areas. Finally, from the fire department, just as an FYI, the high school has their homecoming football game this coming Friday. I'll once again have a fireworks show being done by Alpha Pyrotechnics out of Ellensburg. I'm granted them the necessary permit to conduct this show. Under animal control, I continue to try and abate stray dogs and cats as we can within the city as my time allows. However, with a significant increase in calls for service within the fire department, new construction and remodeling projects continuing to flourish, the time is somewhat limited for what I've been striving to do my best I can for the time that I have. Under code enforcement, multiple residential and commercial projects continue in the city in various stages of completion. Chief Wentz, Mr. Schumacher, and I, along with Mayor Pro Tem Margaret Estrada, recently met with Mr. Doug Milne in regards to his desire to place concrete ecology blocks around his apartments at 402 South Wapato Avenue. After this meeting and an in-person visit to the property, we determined that the concrete ecology blocks are not practical. Mr. Milne is continuing to look at alternatives. Chief Wentz, Mr. Schumacher, and I have a meeting with Mr. Milne on Wednesday to attempt to brainstorm some other options that may work for both parties. I'll keep you informed as those develop. I realize I just gave you a lot of information in a little period of time. Do you have any questions for me in regards to any of that?
Yeah. Okay, if there are no questions, moving on. Clerk Treasurer, Mrs. Grimm.
Presently, I am working on the USDA report on the wastewater treatment plant loan. They moved up the deadline from March 1st to November 1st. We're also working on budget, and I'm working on putting together a workshop for budget. We got a preliminary report from the auditors today. I will be setting up the exit audit for that audit within the next couple weeks. They sent me the report to reply back to the findings. As soon as that's complete, we will have an exit audit. My responses have to be back by October 29th. Is there any questions?
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Grimm. Barring no questions, is there a question? Okay, moving on to Public Works. Mr. Schumacher.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll make this short and brief. We made our presentation this afternoon to the Community Transportation Association of the Northwest, it went real well. I'm pleased to say the city of Wapato, out of 60 to 70 applicants, made it into the top 10. We scored pretty high in the presentation, and we will hear the results the first weeks of March and probably the first of April. We are eligible up to a $1 million grant. This grant would address sidewalks in the residential district and ADA compliant, full brand new sidewalks, new curtain, et cetera. And we're concentrating right now on the school route, the kids that walk to school and head down to 9th and Camas, and they come out, walk the labs, then go to Seda, walk to Yakima, Montana. So we'll be concentrating on that, and I hope I have better news in the spring, but it looks really promising for us. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Schumacher. Any questions? All right, moving on. Police Chief, Mr. Wentz.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. It's nice to be able to address you. I know that we've talked about a number of things over the last few months, and it has to do with people and cars. Hope you see both of those here pretty soon. The cars that I know that you authorized us to purchase, 8 months ago, are finally supposed to be getting here this month. Well, at least we ought to be able to stay on the road here a little bit. We are holding at 7 officers right now. We responded to 21 calls for service. That's just the ones that generated all the reports. Tomorrow, I will begin a IACP conference, and I'm not exactly certain what that has to do with or what it stands for, but it has to do with infrastructure and funding that I to try to present our side in looking for funding so that we can get a police department that the community can be happy with and proud of. I mean, other than that, pretty much everything else that we've done, either Jeff or Bob have already addressed. Unfortunately, I don't have anything real exciting more to add, but I'm willing to entertain questions if anyone has any.
All right, Barmy, no questions. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned.